那今天呢，我们翻开以弗所书第一章，我们从十六节我们读到23节，十六节从15节开始。因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们。求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的圣灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在众圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所想的能力是何等的浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，是他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。又见万有伏在他的脚下，是他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有之所充满的。这里呢，你看到就是说，当使徒保罗有这个启示写以弗所书的时候呢，他用的词呢都好像很大很宏大啊，就像毛泽东写的时候是四海方水方等云水弩，这个宇宙震荡分雷击，对吧？一代天教成吉思汗知识王公社大屌，但是简介是看到他写的，他说这个人好像很霸气，但是呢他成不了大事，呵呵，简介是这样讲。那我们呢，就是读到这个保罗写的东西的时候呢，我们有时候读不懂，但是呢他为什么这样写，他是神的仆人，因为他经历了，他生又不仅仅是启示在他的心里，而且他经历了，毛泽东经历了，好多人没有他的那个经历，没有他外在的经历，也没有他内心的经历，保罗经历了，有外在的经历，也有他内心的经历，他跟主的这个互动啊，不是一般的互动，所以神要他来写新约的圣经，这是有原因的。旧约的圣经是谁写？先知，像摩西这样的人写，对不对？那这些人写圣经，他是有一定的资格的，对不对？是不是新约的圣经呢？保罗也是要有一定的资格的，他的资格是什么呢？就是他真的跟过神，真的非常的忠心，真的为主赴汤蹈火，他认的是亲自的跟过神，这是非常重要的一点。那所以呢，他写的东西呢是实实在在的，但是呢我们不明白，这是很正常的，因为我们呢是不同程度的在跟随神，有的离神还很远啊，还在门外面，还在怀疑，对不对？耶稣是不是真的，对不对？啊，有的刚进门，还是晃来晃悠晃悠，对不对？有的呢开始火热的跟随主，对不对？有的人呢有一些经历，有的人没有太多的经历，对不对？所以呢，你就发现呢，这个保罗当时让他写这个的时候呢，这些话是立定在天也立定在地的，这叫真理。圣经上讲呢，真理是我们要怎么样，要进到里面去。在约翰福音16章讲呢，他说我有好多的事情要告诉你们，但是你们现在不能领会。那个领会原文呢说你们就是承受不了。他说当真理的圣灵来的时候呢，他要带领你们明白一切的真理。原文呢那个括号里面，中文你读的时候括号叫什么？进入一切的真理。什么叫进入？就是说我们头脑明白不代表真正明白，你的生命进入才是真正的进入。就像游泳一样，有一个很好的教练天天教你怎么游泳，怎么教泳，哪个手怎么用力，对吧？甚至有的这个游泳教练啊，他学这个 physio 这些东西啊，物理啊，他是肌肉的物理都非常清楚啊，他教你怎么，你也说我懂啊，但是呢跳下去你能游泳才叫真会游泳，对不对？那所以呢，这个真理呢，讲到真理的时候呢，就是你活出来了就是真理，进入真理。那我再次要讲到这个真理两个字，在圣经里面呢，我们中国人读的时候有好多的误解，因为真理我们的概念里面呢，过去的教育就说真理啊，这个真理那个真理，就是一个道理啊，一个道理。但是圣经里面讲的真理呢，就是真实， 圣经里面讲的真理就是真实，不仅仅是道理，是真实的一个世界。耶稣基督是真理，他是真实的，除了他，其他的都是虚幻的，其他的都是存不住的，是这叫做真理，不是说一个道理。所以呢，我们不仅仅是那个理，要进到里面去，要经历他的这样一个真实。那这个这里讲的呢，就是说保罗讲什么，他说我要为你们来祷告啊，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给你们，使你们真实到他，照明你们心中的眼睛。就是他知道，他知道，就是弟兄姐妹们呢，需要神的灵来照明他里面的眼睛，需要真知道他。你知道保罗的这个奇迹，就是要真知道，我们真要知道他，对不对？所以呢，他就做这样的祷告。你知道我们这个神的这个使徒啊，这些先知啊，都特别的有爱心，特别的有怜悯心啊。他不是用脚来替我们说，你们一定要知道你们的，他说我为你们祷告，因为他知道这是恩典，知道吗？恩典临到的时候你就能够做出来，恩典临不到的时候你做不出来的啊，哭也哭不出来，别人拉着你走也走不出来。那比如说保罗这样的经历，对不对？他经历了很多东西我们没有经历过，摩西经历了好多没有经历过，所以我们要跟有信心的人来同行。等一会我会做一些这个圣经里面的见证，我周围人的见证，还有我自己的见证，我们大家一起要来同行。等一会大家有见证也可以来分享，我们中间有很多的见证，弟兄姐妹，所以鼓励大家来做见证呢，一个一个都会出来。这是神给我们教会的这个应许。那我常常拿这个先知给我们教会发的预言说，神迹其实要随着我们，那不是一次先知发的。他说神迹其实是 remarkable， 就是远近闻名，远近闻名。那我常常会来宣告这个东西，因为它会发生。那真理呢，先要相信，再要发生。所以呢，保罗就会来祷告，他说要求我们心中的眼睛呢要打开，你们的。哦 ，Alistair， Hi Alistair。So Alistair make us double the time, but we are very willing.
Alistair, 我们需要两倍时间，但是我们非常愿意为你这样做。
But you, we wish you get, you know, what you need.
希望你能就是从中领受到你要领受的。
Lord bless you.
就祝福。
Also prepare your heart to share whatever you experience.
也预备你的心可以来分享。
However, I will preach in Mandarin.
那但是我会用中文。
Because Anna's English is better, mine you can understand better.
因为 Anna 的英文好一些，你能够明白的更清楚。
很好的翻译。那这里简单就是说，要祷告怎么样？要知道丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这些信的人所想的能力何等的浩大，啊。
So he says that he made us know the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which is purposed in Christ.
And 19.
And that his riches and his glorious inheritance in the saint and his incomparable great power for us.
这里讲到呢，就是他的能力是何等的浩大。我们弟兄姐妹有没有经历到这种何等的浩大
？So his power is incomparable.
我们要经历啊。
Comparable. So have you any of you experienced this incomparable power?
那好多时候我们说乌克兰的那些基督徒啊，我看到电视上祷告，祷告怎么乌克兰的战争继续在打呢？普丁怎么还是那样的不放弃呢
？So you may have prayed for the Ukraine war, and you may question how come God still haven't stopped this war? How come?President Putin is still doing the same thing.
但是呢，就是我们要从圣经的角度呢，我们从这个神的真理的角度呢，去很好的去认识这个问题。第一个就是说，他的能力呢要显明在哪里？显明在信的人身上，这个是非常重要的。So through
understanding the Bible, we need to understand why his power works this way. Here it says his great power works for those who believe.
这个信和不信是一个非常大的区别。
So, believers and non-believers are totally different extremes, different things.
这个信的人是神的儿女，是将来的永恒的国度里面，就是真正的那个国度里面将来的一个存在，这是神的家，神的国度。
So the believers are the children of God. They are the inheritance of the kingdom.
那不信的人呢？我们祷告求神怜悯，要信。
So those who do not believe, we will pray and ask God so that God will have mercy on them, and so that they can become believers too.
那最后还是不信的人呢？不代表耶稣的权柄不在他们的身上。
So for those who still do not believe, doesn't mean Christ's power is not on him.
因为今天人不称他为主，将来还要称他为主。
So even though today he might not proclaim the name of our Lord, but still at the end of the days they will all proclaim the name of our Lord.
因为今天生来拯救的是我们称他为主，忘记都要跪拜，忘口都要称扬，耶稣基督是主。
So today we proclaim that he's the King of all kings and he's the Lord of all lords, and every knee will bow.
那将来呢，在他审判的时候呢，每一个人都看到他是主。
So on the judgment day, everyone will see that he is the Lord.
但是呢，信的人和不信的人结果就不一样。
However, the non-believers and the believers will have a different ending.
因为后面这里就讲到呢，他是神的大能大力，让他复活，坐在父神的右边。
Because here it says that through the power that he is able to resurrect a Christ, who is seated next to him.
那他说超过了远远远的超过一切执政的掌权的有能的主治的和一切有名的不但是今世的连来世的都超过了
and is far above all rules and authorities and power and dominion and every title that can be given
而且说呢又见万有都伏在他的脚下是神是他为教会做万有之首
And also God placed all things under his feet so that appointed him to be the head over everything for the church.
那教会是他的身体是那充满万有之所充满。
So the church which is his body is the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
这里讲到呢他超过了一切的有能的主治的这些。是为了教会呢他做万有之首。
So here it says he surpassed all the rulers and all the dominions, and for the church he became the head of.
这是什么概念？为了教会，他做万有之首。
What does it mean? So for the church he became, he fills everything.
就是教会在神的心里面是非常重要。
That means God has a special place for. I mean, church has a very important place in God's heart.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有之所充满的。
So the church is his body, is the fullness of him, fills everything in every way.
他要充满教会，万有这充满教会。
He wants everything, all of his, to fill the church.
但弟兄姐妹就说，今天有没有看到万有充满教会？
So, brothers and sisters, have you seen everything that is filled in the church?
Yes or no? Yes and no.
是，而且也不是。
那生。就是说因为我们这么看这些东西啊就是我们今天不主要讲教会在有机会我们一定要讲教会教会是神要讲万有来充满的就是非常非常丰盛的
So today we may not talk about more about church however if we have time we'll talk about it later So church is purpose for God to fill everything in
那今天呢就是说在世界上的人看我们教会或者怎么看的时候看到不一样说哎教会你看这个教会不就坐那么十来二十个人吗？对不对
？So on people's eye, they have different opinions on church. They may see, okay, how it's only 10 or 20 people in this room.
啊，你看人家的那个办公室外面那个，全部都是这么水晶的玻璃的，对不对？那桌子都是多漂亮的，对不对
？So
你看我们敬拜的时候，黑板上都没擦完，对不对？那桌子就斜三横四，对不对？那万有充满的吗
？So people may talk and oh look at that building and all these crystal like displays and tables and all that. Look at our church. We have a whiteboard that's still filled with words that haven't been erased and all the chairs and the tables are out of place.
弟兄姐妹，神看世界跟我们看世界不一样。
So brothers and sisters, God has a different perspectives from our perspective.
他说。找到永生的人呢比较少，那个路也比较窄。
So those who find eternal life and those who find the way are the lesser ones. I mean, are a few ones.
走向灭亡的路是宽的，是大的，找着的人也多。
However, the way that leads to destruction are wide, and many people find that way.
那我们今天判断事情呢，都是以多少，特别是民主国家，多数、少数，对不对？以这个来决定对错。
So right now, most of us will determine right or wrong depends on the number of people who votes for it.
神不是这样看。
But God doesn't look at this way.
当然我也不完全明白神的心思，但我认为神不这样看问题。
So even though I cannot fully understand, but I think God doesn't mean that way.
你看到一个房子里面堆满一房子的这个牛粪，另一个房子里面呢只有三个苹果。
So it's a house, fills with, you know, like cow's waste, another house with just few three apples.
那这民主的这个政治家呢，就是说不行，我们要多数的，把少数的扔掉，不要管少数，要多数。
So, Democratic will say, okay, we will pick the majority over the minority.
但是神不是这样的，神说这三个苹果，这是非常重要的。那一大堆的牛粪，一房子牛粪，它是远远不及这三个苹果重要。
But in God's eye, it's different because God values three apples more than a house full of cow's waste.
那当我们讲到这里的时候，有时候说人，你不是糟蹋人了吗？这些你看，我们这个特斯拉的汽车，这些 cell phone 这么高的技术，科学家多少世代研究，你不是糟蹋了吗？你是说话不糟蹋吗
？And then you might say, oh, why are you like, you know?Say it this way, look at our fancy Tesla cars and all the technology that we have.
是，是，这不是我说的，这圣经上说的。他说，为了基督的缘故，把世界一切都看为粪土。
So, but I didn't say that, but in the Bible, it actually said that, so we will look at everything in the world as if they are the waste under our feet.
那原文里面他就用的是大便这个词。
So in the original text, it means the actual human feces.
对，当时保罗就是为了基督的缘故，把一切都看为大便 ，scubala， 他那个希腊叫 scubala， 捡起来听起来就像是大便 ，scubala。
So in the original text, for God, so He sees everything as if they are all scubala, which is still a waste.
那其实因为我们人呢习惯了人，最神来说，人没有生命的时候，其他的拥有的都是 scubala。
So to God, if you don't have God, everything that you have is scubala, is the waste.
那今天我们先不讲教会，我们先呢知道耶稣基督的能力呢是超越了一切。这里说远远的超过一切执政的、掌权的和有能的、主治的和一切有名的。
So we'll stop talking about church, put the church aside, but we need to focus on that God's power is above all rules, all authority, all prayer, all power, or all dominions.
那解释一下这几个词啊，就有些比较这个白话文呢是早期的，执政的、掌权的，这个我们不知道是怎么区分，也不知道怎么，精确的意思在哪。执政的呢很简单，和掌权的区别这样：中国谁在执政？习近平。那谁在掌权？还有其他的人一起跟他掌权。所以这执政的呢指的那个头，掌权的呢指的下面还有很多的这个城。
So we will talk more about all these different words. For example, for the for the president of the prime minister of the Chinese government is Xi Jinping. So he's a rule, and he also have authorities like the government officials are the authorities.
那些省长啊、县长啊、各个部门的，对吧
？Like mayors and you know like.
那有能的是什么意思？原文就说那个能力啊，能力的这个。Dunamis 就是好像原子弹爆炸的那种能力，对不对
？So and here it says power that means simply means power. For example, like nuclear power.
在人的这个政权的层面呢，就叫做军队。
So if you talk in a political sense, that means the army in a country.
那主治的什么呢？原文讲的就是那些主啊，你听到这个债的债主，那个山寨的债主啊，啊。这个人那时候人叫主啊，那扔到那个庄园里面有一个大财豪土豪，对吧？他叫人家称他为这个债主。
So a dominion means someone that has a power over something. Like for example, if you own someone, a debtor, your creditor will be your dominion.
他可能不是执政的，也不是在这个政府里面掌权的，但是他有他的一方的势力。
So this person may not have a government official position or may not be the ruler, however, he has a dominion over something.
那这里面讲到还有呢一些有名的，为什么提到有名的呢？
And here also says those who are famous for, okay, a title, like the one
titles.
That with titles.
Your names.那有名的人呢？有的人他既没执政掌权，也没什么财富，但是他会影响人。
So even though you may not have a power, may not have authority, however you are influential.
那有些电影明星啊，他也不执政，也不掌权，他说话好多人听，他哪里 pose 的一个东西，别人跟着学，这就是说他是有名的。
So for those, for example, like movie stars, even though they don't have authorities or they don't have titles, however, I mean, but they have an influential status in the society, like things that they say or things that they post on social media.
那这里为什么提到这些呢？就是说这些东西都对人的思想、灵、他的生活都会有影响力。
So why is it written here? Because all of these things will have an impact on your mindset, on your life, on your spirit.
那世界上的人呢，都会被这些来影响。但是这里讲呢，耶稣基督已经远远超过这个。
So people will be influenced by all of these things, but here it says that God is above all of these.
那这里讲的呢，就是说今世的和来世的，就是有些解经家呢也认为这个最主要的指的是灵界的掌权的势力，因为这个世界上掌权的势力呢，决定于灵界掌权的势力。
And here it's also said it's not only in the present age, but in the one to come, which means the spiritual realm.
因为好多时候我们不知道为什么这个国家的人他做事这样做，那个地区的人做事那样做，其实他有灵界有势力在控制着他。
So for example, you may not understand why a certain nation will act this way, or like certain region people will act that way, because there is a spiritual authority over them.
比如说有的国家的人他打仗就是要打到底。
So for example,
苏联人就是这样一个，打仗一定要打到底。
So for example, like say the Soviet Union, the Russians, they like to fight to the end. You know, they want to battle to the end.
所以布丁他讲，他说人家说你核战争把地球摧毁，他说俄国都没有了，要地球做什么？哎，他这是他的说法。
So that's why President Putin will say.Well, when people ask him about nuclear wars, he will say, "Oh, since we don't even have Soviet Union anymore, so what good is that we have, you know, our Earth?"
就是有的人就是说你要他怕你，他不怕死。
So you know, like people, they are not afraid. They you want them to have fear. However, they are not afraid of anything.
那这些好多时候我们不知道这个民族为什么有这个民族性，是他灵界掌权的。
So that's why you might question why they have this kind of a mentality in this region.
那中国人有中国人的
there's a spiritual
这个不信主的人有灵界掌权的。
So and also same as the Chinese, those who do not believe, they are actually controlled by a higher spiritual realm.
这在圣经里面讲到，但以理书讲到呢，当时但以理在祷告，一些事情的时候呢，天使长向他显现说，波斯国的魔君呢阻挡他。
So that's why in the book of Daniel, when he prayed, the angel appeared to him and saying that the angel of the Persians prohibited him to come, prohibited the angel to come.
就是在空中这个在这个掌权的里面呢，就是说这些灵界是有增长的。
So that means in the higher spiritual realm, there are battles between the spirits.
因为当时但以理的时候呢，就是从这个巴比伦到波斯啊，巴比伦呢被这个波斯国灭掉啊，灭掉就是波斯国刚刚开始的时候，要开始的时候。所以呢，这个就是其实灵界在征战，天使告诉他说，波斯国的这个魔君呢在阻挡他。
So during the time of the period of Daniel, so it was the time when the Persians rule over the Babylonians. So that's why when he prayed, the angel told him that the angel from the Persia was trying to stop the angel.
所以他有一些东西呢，就是这个灵界的东西呢，是人发现他想做的东西他做不了。
That's why when you try doing the things, you'll find out that you don't have the strength to act it out.
比如说，你发现有一些民族呢，他做生意的时候，他唰就联合起来，地区就是人就联合起来一起做生意。那中国人呢，就发现一在一起的时候开始斗，那为什么会这样？谁都想中国人很聪明，说我们为什么不合一呢？它不是一个你的头脑的问题，是一个灵界掌权势力的问题。
So for example, you will see some nations when they do business, they were usually united together in heart. However, when Chinese do business, they can never, you know, go together. They always, you know, fight, you know, against each other.
当然这个在主里面就变化。
So you might think why, but actually there is a higher spiritual realm that in control. So, but however, you will see changes if you are in Christ.
但是这里讲到呢，大家要听的最重点就是说，神要开我们的眼睛，让我们知道呢，耶稣基督已经远远超过了这一切。
So, but here it says, you have to pay attention that God is far above all of these things.
那他要为我们来征战。
And He will fight the battle for us.
他要把这些遮剪到这些势力一进都放在他的脚下。
It says all of these rules and authorities have been placed under His feet.
为谁
？For whom？
他说，为教会做万有之首。
So, He did this for the church, and who fills everything in every way.
所以呢，但信的人和不信的人有一个极大的一个区别，因为。耶稣就是某种意义上讲，神的整个的创造都是为教会。不管你同意不同意，你以后你就知道，整个的创造是为了新的人类。这个新的人类是从亚当基督里面要生出来的永恒的这个人类。那个亚当的人类是暂时的一个国度。
So this is the difference between the believers and non-believers. Through a study, you will see that actually God created everything for the church. For the church alone. So in the first we were created from Adam and Eve. However, the new heaven and earth will be created for the new church that is out of Christ.
所以教会在他的眼睛里面非常的宝贵。
So that's why church is precious in God's eyes.
所以每一个人，每一个信主的人都是他的儿女。
So everyone who believes him are his children.
他一定会来保护我们，一定会来赐福我们。一定会来为我们征战。
So for sure he will come to protect us and to fight the battle for us.
我们中间可能有一些经历和见证。
So some of us may have experienced that and may have testimony to share.
那我就简单的讲几个圣经里面的例子，还有周围人的例子和自己的例子来鼓励大家。
So I want to share some of the examples from the Bible and Bible also from my personal experience.
就是在我们的以后的日子里面，真的来相信，真的来依靠他。
So that in our coming days we will come and truly experience him and truly believe in him.
因为以后的日子呢，不光是信主不信，以后的日子比以前的日子要复杂的多，挑战更大。
Because whether you believe or not, the days that are coming are more
evil.
Difficult, yeah, evil than before.
这是圣经里面写的也很清楚。
And this is also written clearly in the Bible.
那我们在以后的日子里面究竟要依靠谁？
So in the coming days, who shall we rely on?
有人靠自己，有人靠势力，有人靠才能，有人靠金钱，有人靠什么？谁能靠得住？
So some may rely on themselves, some may rely on their money, on their power. So who can you depend on?
所以我们要来认识我们这位主。
So we need to come and know the Lord.
所以圣经里面讲呢，他说先求神的义和神的国呢。其他需用的都会加给。
So that's why the Bible says, "Seek His kingdom and His righteousness first, and everything else will be given to us."
那讲到关于这个执政掌权的，耶稣已经超过。你如果读这个，创世纪的亚伯拉罕的例子啊，你就知道，就是说他虽然是一个游牧民族的人，他只是一个放羊的人，但是他不光在埃及，在迦南地呢，神都保护他，祝福他。
So if when you read that he's far above everything, so if you go back and read Moses, Abraham, you will see that even though he just a shepherd, however God has given him everything above all things.
那这个约瑟也是一样，约瑟做了一个梦啊，就是说他将来要在高位上面，对不对？后来惹起一档子事情，他的兄弟呢都迫害他，最后卖为埃及的奴隶，受了很多的苦。
So same as Joseph, so he had a dream that he will become the ruler. However, later on he got betrayed and sold as a slave.
但其实他那些弟兄呢，想把他这个梦杀掉。他说：“看，今天我们把你杀了，看你的梦怎么样呢？”
So his brother wanted to kill this dream, and so that they were saying to him that, "Oh, if we kill you tonight, what the dream will become?"
那神呢就有预备，那作恶的人呢他不能通心，这犹大心很软，说不要杀，我们的房子，杭上我们的地区不能杀，把它卖掉。
But God has His way, you know. His brother Judah said, "Oh no no no, he's our brother. Let's just sell him as a slave. Do not kill him."
你杀了他有什么用啊？卖了还可以得到那个钱，对不对？杀了有什么用呢？
What good is it if we just kill him? If we sell him as a slave, we may get some money out of it.
谁知道这个犹大一心软，做了这件事情就是神做的，他就到埃及去了，对吧？最后就做了埃及的宰相。
So Judah was soft in this way, and God has used this in order for Joseph to become the highest official in Egypt.
你想想，一个希伯来的一个奴隶在埃及能做什么呀
？So imagine a slave, a Hebrew slave. How can he be in Egypt?
你知道埃及人啊，在圣经里面讲呢，他们跟外邦人同桌都不吃饭的。
So,
你就靠近他都靠近不了的，让法老还让你做他宰相。
For the Egyptians, you know, they don't even associate with, you know, people from other nations, so they would not allow them to come near them. So how, just imagine him being a Hebrew slave and become the highest official in Egypt.
但说不定那时候这个约瑟就说，你看以前做梦做坏了，现在再也不敢做梦了。到埃及还敢做梦吗？我一个希伯来的奴隶，在埃及还想做什么吗？
So,
梦都不敢做了。
So, Joseph might question himself. You know, the first dream that he had become a disaster, so he might not dream anymore while he was in Egypt.
我讲这个是什么意思？就是有时候我们到一个境地啊，我们真的就是我们能够相信神的应许会实现吗？
So what I mean is that sometimes you will be in a position, you know, you will question God. So can this even be true?
你说我处在这样一个境地，对不对？
I'm in such a place.
现左现右，我都觉得不行啊，什么都成就不了。
So I cannot go level.
你那个以前给我放在我心里那个感动，接着先知发的预言，给我的应许能实现吗？
So you might think to yourself that, oh, I cannot go left or I cannot go right. So can you still accomplish the things that you have promised through the prophet like long ago?
但是神有办法。
But God has His ways.
那法老某一天就做梦，唯有这个约瑟能够解他的梦。
So one day Pharaoh had a dream, and only Joseph was able to interpret the dream.
那最后他出来就做了宰相的位置。
So after he came out, he became the highest official in Egypt.
那最后做梦也没想到能
能做梦成功，
能做宰相啊？对，埃及做埃及的宰相怎么做呀？对不对呀
？So in his wildest dream, he would never imagine him become the highest official.
我不知道中国人为什么要做梦也没想到，做梦可能好多人做梦都在想。
So I don't know why the Chinese saying that, you know, is beyond our dreams. Maybe we always dream of something in our dreams.
那约瑟呢？做了梦，后来我估计他梦也不敢做了，最后又是做梦也没想到。
So Joseph had a dream, and then the dream was broken, and then in his wildest dream, he actually became the dream.
但是呢，他就做了埃及的宰相啊。
So in the end, he became the official, highest official in Egypt.
那最后他才缓过神来，这是神做的呀。
And then in the end, he realized that everything was done for him by the Lord.
那神说了，他就能做成啊。
Because God says so, he's able to do it.
他远远超过法老的能力。
Because he is far above the pharaohs.
他也远远的超过这些恶兄弟的这些。这些谋算
he is far above all his brother's schemes.
还有那个到那个掌权的，到那个波提发，对不对？一个光小光，对不对？他来迫害你，对不对？
So he is far above, you know, the official that which is in Joseph's time when he worked for him.
那还有那个波提发的老婆陷害了他。
And also the Potiphar's wife who put him into jail.
他也没想到，就是我什么都没有，就是长得比较帅。结果因为长得帅，这个人还把我迫害了。
So Joseph might think that, oh, I have nothing except that I have my good looks, and my good looks put me into jail.
对呀、啊，那个波提法的老婆就非要在波提法不在的时候要跟他要上床，对不对？他就不上不干，对不对？
So the Potiphar's wife, you know, like fell in love with him, had a crush on him. So she wanted to have an affair with him. but because he rejected, so that she put him into jail.
当时那先生说：“哦呦，约瑟行，神啊，我就敬畏你，就得到这样一个结果。
” So Joseph might say, "Oh, what good is it that I got since I fear you?"
我如果出生在二十一世纪加拿大就好了。
If I am born in the 21st century in Canada, that would be great.
哎，开玩笑，对的，他就是敬畏神。那先知道应着敬畏神，别人也不害他。
So he feared God, but because his fear for God, they tried to, you know, persecute him.
那，你想这些势力啊，不光是灵界的，还是人世间的，要迫害他。但是呢，神都超过了。
So this kind of power and authority, whether it's physical or in the spiritual realm, God is far above all this.
所以这次就是发生在历史上的，包括这个以色列第一次亡国复国。写在耶利米书里面写七十年以后他们会复国七十年的时候就是波斯灭了巴比伦他这个大力五年间呢古列就开始看到了圣经看到了什么呢他说我要让犹太人回去
So the first time when the Jewish lost their nation when in the book of Jeremiah it says 70 years after when the Persian king read the scrolls And he realized that it is God's will to have all the Jewish been sent back to their own to Jerusalem to rebuild.
这都是历史上记载清清楚楚的东西。
So everything was recorded in the history.
就是耶稣当时出入的那个圣殿，就是第二次建的圣殿。
So the temple that Jesus went in and went out was the second temple that.They built during the time of.
那就是以色列人亡国以后七十年以后回国再建的。
So that temple was built after 70 years when their nation fell and when they went back to the Jerusalem and built the new temple.
包括1948年以色列复国，这些也在圣经里面有预言。他们韩慧生招他们回来，谁知道二战的时候这个美国的这个总统啊，他就是这么奇怪。他就是要搞这以色列复国。
So same as 1948, when Israel become a nation again, and it is also been prophesized in the Bible that it is going to happen. So during that time, for no reason that the president of the United States was into, you know, the resurrection of this nation.
30年代，中国有一个传道人叫宋尚杰，大家可能听说，多少听说过宋尚杰。
So, in the 1930s, there's a Chinese, preacher called 宋尚杰。
他就在一次讲道的时候，圣灵感动的，他说，以色列要复国，二战以后是以色列要复国。
So during one of his sermon, he was moved by the Holy Spirit, and he prophesized that Israel will become a nation once again after the Second World War.
就是神呢，远远的超过这些执政掌权的势力，他可以用他。
Because God is far above all the rules and authorities, and He is able to work everything.
他可以用他们来成就神要成就的事情。
He is able to make them to work according to His will.
那我再讲讲我周围发生的一些事情。
And I'm also going to share the things that around us.
就说我自己经历过的一些事情，有些已经分享过多次，我还是要分享。
So some of my experience I have shared about that before, but I want to share it again.
就是在几年前我去美国服侍嘛，我服侍的时候呢，我们的老牧师打电话给我们不同的人说，你们祷告一下，看是不是跟我一起去服侍啊？人家邀请我。
So a few years ago that we were praying whether we should go to the United States to preach. So
to serve.
So my senior pastor called us to see what we think.
那就我就讲到就是神要做成事情的时候，他不光你，人怎么做他都能做成。
So what I'm trying to say is that if God wants to accomplish something, it will be.Regardless what we think or what we do.
我们这个老牧师最后呢，我们就不同的人等候神呢，我们有六个人说神感动我们要去，牧师就说我来帮你们订机票，看什么时候便宜，什么时候订。
After we pray, six people said, "Okay, God has called us to go." So the pastor said, "Okay, we will go and book the tickets."
他就在不同的时间 订了我们六张票。
So in a different time, he booked six different tickets.
那上飞机之前呢，那小飞机我们也没有订座位。
So it was.
因为订座位要花钱。我们这个老牧师特喜欢节省钱，特会节省钱。
So it was a small plane, and we didn't book the actual seats. So, because it's cheaper to book it this way.
我们上飞机的时候呢，也是不同六个人嘛。早去的迟去的反正就是这样
so six of us or some arrived early some came late
但是我们中间呢有牧师也有就是姐妹就是她有感动就是随着她随着牧师一起来
so some of them are the pastors and some sisters you know who were moved by the Holy Spirit
就我们一上飞机以后呢六个人的座位是怎么样呢就是 ABC 这一排又是下一排 ABC
so,
六个人就是两排就是前座后座 ABC ABC
so in the end we were actually board the plane we realized our seat are arranged such as you know, two rows and in a one order ABC ABC so two rows
但是我们一坐下来的时候我们的信心大增
so when we sit down our faith was just you know ambitious
就知道神让我们带着一个信息一个合一的一个团队的一个信息
so we knew immediately God wanted us to give us this the power of unity
我们本来就是说邀请的时候牧师的感动就我们一个团队要去
so initially God has moved our pastor to move us as a group as a team
所以一上飞机就看到哇这不是神安排的吗
Once we board the plane We realized everything was from God's plan
如果按照牧师的安排呢我们都在七零八落的最差的座位上坐到哪里了
If according to my pastor's plan We may end up in different places on the plane
最差的座位因为你没订座位啊什么东西对不对
We might end up in the worst seats Because we didn't book our actual seat in advance
因为神要做事呢他超过一切至终的掌权的不管那些人在想什么那些人怎么样弄座位神就说这个座位就是留给这些人 That's it
Because God is far above all of the authorities So despite what you're saying God will say Okay save this six seat for these six people
所以神是超过一切的这种能力
So God is far above all of these powers and authorities
那我们有一个老牧师呢这个人因为好多时候他飞来飞去飞来飞去飞马来西亚就飞了47次
so we have a senior pastor he always you know like traveling so to Malaysia alone he has flew 47 times
光马来西亚就飞了47次
so from Malaysia alone he flew 47 times
因为好多教会需要他
because churches
需要他的带的这个恩膏权柄信息
Because some church need his message, his power, his authority.
你听说过没有签证就可以坐飞机的吗
Have you heard that you can actually fly without a visa?
因为他好多时候从一个国家刚 finish 以后，他去另外一个，他搞不了签证，他就去飞机场就上飞机了，而且人家就让他上了。
Because sometimes he need to fly from one nation to the next, so sometimes he don't have time to make his visa. However, God, they still allow him to go.
所以就是说，你跟有信心的人同行呢，你的信心就增长。
So if you walk beside a person of faith, your faith will also increase.
所以保罗当他讲到这些，是他经历过的。
So when Paul said all of this, it is because he have also personally experienced that.
但是跟保罗当时同行的人呢，信心就增长。
So those who are follow along with Paul, their faith also increases.
那今天呢，就是说，因着信呢，好多人就是先进入到这样一个经历里面，我们其他的人要跟着进。
So some people by your faith, you will enter into a reality, and also through your faith, you will also help other people to go and enter into the truth.
这些都在神的掌权。你地上的人好像在掌权，但是呢是。耶稣是远远超过你掌你的权我掌我的权对不对
even though you think people are in control but actually God is far above all that and he is the one who actually controls everything
好你去安排座位但是呢神一个天使说那六个座位你就看不见你安排的时候看不见对吧好座位 你看不见，早来的人也没戏唱。
You may say, okay, I will go and control the seats that they see. However, God will send an angel over you to tell you that, okay, these six seats is for them, and you're not able to see it physically.
坐飞机有好多次这样的事情啊。
And there are many incidents like that while you're on the plane.
我还是讲一下我自己另外一个经历。
But I want to share also my personal experience too.
那我每次回国呢，我就会看看我的一些远亲近亲带点礼物。
So every time I go back to China, I will visit my relatives from near and far.
我反正是几年前回去的时候呢，回去以后，我嫂子呢常常讲：“你去给我的爸爸妈妈传福音啊！我爸爸妈妈已经得癌症在病床上面了。”
So a few years ago, I went back, and my sister-in-law asked me to visit her parents because they were sick with cancer in the hospital bed.
我说我该传的已经传了二十年了，我去都该传的传了，再传他们有点反感，也老茧老茧，对不对？我该传的已经传了，书也给他们看了，剩下的我就祷告，时候到了，他们就该信主了。我不传了，我今天我是一个亲戚，我好好的带份礼物去看看你爸爸妈妈，让他们高高兴兴，对不对？给我一杯茶喝，给我一顿好饭吃，我们大家都很好，就多好。
So I told her I have done my part. I've been telling them about Christ for over 20 years. I gave them all kind of books that they could read. I have done everything, but now I will leave everything to my prayers, and I will go visit them and then give them a nice gift. That's it.
结果你知道神奇的事情发生。
But however, something miraculously happened.
神在掌权。
God is in control.
我去了以后呢，他的大姐听到我来了，都是大家国内都是这样，很有礼节性的啊。他带了一份礼物。
So when I arrived, so the other sister heard about me, so she came with a present.
她这个姐姐呢是带着她的全家人姐妹信啊。我嫂子是基督徒，但是她这个大姐呢带着家里的人姐妹信，乌烟瘴气。
Also, my sister-in-law is a Christian. However, her sister is a person who leads everybody go and worship idols.
结果这个大姐呢给我带了一份礼物，放到我手里面，我一看后面的出场日期，把我惊呆了。
So this sister, came with a present for me. After I saw the present, I was immediately in shock.
因为我常常看日期呢有没有过期，有时候人把过期的东西送给我，过期了。
Because I have a habit of checking on the expiration day. Because sometimes people give us things that expire, so I check the expiration.
结果一看出厂日期，怎么是我奥墓的那一天，就是年月日都对上。
So the production day.
成为牧师的那一天就是。
So the production day of that particular present is the day when I was ordained to be the pastor. The same day, same month,
same
year.
而且呢，我这个日期本来就比较特殊啊。我跟大家讲过，这一看我说怎么这么特殊，对不对？一个不信主的人，简密性的人送我一个礼物，是我按牧的日子。我就说那天成为牧师，那天正式在我的母堂，就是全教会为我按牧。
So this day is very special to me because I have shared before it's a very special day. So imagine someone, a non-believer, gave me something that was produced on the same day that I got ordained in my church.
我信心大增。
So my faith was increased.
我回去以后，我坐在我爸爸那边，我告诉师母，我告诉我嫂子，我哥哥也是基督徒。但是呢他也是当光的，我说哥哥就不去了，我们三个人呢去给他们传福音，神已经把他们交在我们手里了。
So I was filled with faith. I go back and then I went back and I told my sister-in-law, I told my wife, and then who else you told?
My brother
who cannot go because he's a government official, even though he's a believer. So I told them that God has given them over to us, so we will go.
我们就一起祷告的时候呢，神也有启示给我，就去了。
So we prayed together, and God also give us, you know, like some revelation. So we went.
你知道神当有启示的时候，你就和神同行，你在跟他同工。
So when God give you revelations, you are actually working with him.
那去了以后呢，长话短说，给他的妈妈奉献，他妈妈立刻就接受主了。
So to make the story short, as soon as we start to share with the mom, she became a believer right away.
那几十年给他传福音，他都不接受，对不对？
So
Linda就接受了。
So over the last 10 or 20 years, we've been sharing, but she never accepted, and all of a sudden she accepted the Lord.
我转过头来就问他爸爸，我说你要不要接受主？
So I turned around and asked Dad, "Do you want to believe?"
他说你跟妈妈祷告时，我已经接受了。
And then he said, "While you praying with the mom, I'm already accepted the Lord."
结果我就找他大姐，他大姐跑掉了，因为头痛，可能他因为拜偶像的邪灵搅扰。
So we go back to the older sister, not my sister, you know, the older sister, but she ran off because she had a headache, maybe because she worshipped idols.I don't know.
后来就找到她小妹妹，小妹妹。
And then later on, we went back to the little sister.
小妹妹呢？当时，所以为什么我们要祷告？小妹妹，我在祷告的时候呢，我就圣灵感动我呢。你不要先带她戒绝志，你先祝福她。
So when I pray for the little sister, Holy Spirit was telling me that do not force her to become a believer yet, but instead pray for her.
就是祝福她。
To bless her.
结果一祷告祝福的时候呢，神的启示和能力就下来。
So as soon as I start to bless her, and all the revelation about her came.
我根本就不知道她的这个小妹妹有什么状况，因为远亲嘛，有时候你自己我，她的小妹妹最多就是偶尔见一下，打个招呼而已。啊，也结婚了，有孩子了。
So I don't know much about this little sister. So we just knew each other. So she was already married with kids.
哎，祷告的时候就生的灵就感到大哭，哇哇大哭，哇哇大哭。
But however, when I start to pray and the Holy Spirit came and she start to weep.
当时就生启示，就是关于她婚姻的事情啊，这个事情，就神的这个启示是非常 powerful.
So God revealed to us about her marriage and God's revelation is so powerful.
后来她就接受主，后来就成为我嫂子的同盟军，为这个整个家族来祷告。
So of course, later on she became a believer and.She team up with my sister-in-law to pray for the whole family.
那我讲就是这个例子呢，就是说，你说这个不信主的人送我一个礼物，对不对？要是讲迷信的人，对不对？是不是他的神在管他呢？还是我们的神在管他呢？明显是我们的神在管他呢，对不对？
So,
明白了吧？
So imagine this non-believer, a person who worship idols, and she gave me this present. So.Which Lord is in control? Her God or my God?
但是至于说其他的东西，为什么他会头痛啊？那个另外的，我们今天不讲，就是我们的主在他的主的上面。
So she had a headache. We are not going to details about her headache, but what I want to know is that our Lord is above her Lord.
所以今天呢，我们就要来祷告呢，让神的话语进到我们里面，提升我们的信心。
So we need to pray so that the words from God will enter into us.
以后的日子里面，不管什么事情发生的时候呢，当我们跟随我们的主，依靠他的时候呢，你发现神会让想不到的事情，在发生在你的身上，好的事情。
So in the coming days, God will use miraculously. I'm lost of words. Miraculous signs in order to make everything work best.
所以就是我们要来依靠他，因为他是所有执政掌权的上面的。
That's why we need to rely on him because he is far above all the rules and authorities and all the dominions.
有时候我们不太明白神全部的心意。
Sometimes we do not understand fully about God's heart.
我们有我们的想法。
We have our own.
我们说神啊，你为什么不这样做呢
？We might question God, how come you don't do it this way?
但是神有神的做法。
But God has His own way.
他的做法比我们的更高明。
His ways are higher than our ways.
那有时候我们说，哎呀，神啊，你为什么不感动这个人就很快信主呢？你知道吗？中东的好多人信主是耶稣基督亲自向他们显现的。我碰到好多人，就是那回教徒，是耶稣基督亲自向他们显现。那你耶稣基督亲自向我的家人显现，不就解决问题了吗
？Sometimes you might say, how come this person still do not believe? You know, like those people who are in the Middle East, a lot of times they came to believe in Christ because Jesus actually appeared to them. personally. So you may say, how come my Jesus do not appear to my relatives personally? You know, might think that way.
就像约瑟对不对？一开始做了梦以后要做宰相，这个期间呢，经历了很多的事情，生知道哪一天法老需要他。
So same as Joseph, you know, like after he had the dream, he experienced all these difficult situations. But God knew one day Pharaoh will need of him.
你要做宰相，必须法老要来认得你。
So if you want to be the highest official, you need to be recognized by the Pharaoh.
只有圣知道哪一天法老他一定会相信这个约瑟，对吧？
Only God knows when is the time.That Pharaoh will recognize Joseph.
我相信约瑟也可能祷告神啊，你让我做奴隶也行啊，让我这个好人家做奴隶吧，不要让坏人家做奴隶，对吧？我也只能做奴隶，在我一个希伯来人在埃及嘛，对吧？行不行啊？给我一个好人家做奴隶吧。
So maybe Joseph will pray to God that, oh, God, give me a good owner, you know, like good slave owner. I can just work.For him, you know, I'm a Hebrew slave. What can I do?
那为什么让我在这一个坏人家做奴隶，让我就放在监狱里面去呢？
How can you allow me to work in a such bad person's household so that he put me into jail?
对吧？在监狱里面的时候，他可能祷告说：“神啊，让我找一些畜生了吧。”
So maybe while he's in the prison, he will pray, God, release me quickly.
你知道，如果法老还没有做梦，他出了监牢会是什么结果
？Imagine that Pharaoh hadn't had a dream and he was already released.
你觉得他会是什么结果
？What do you think will happen to him？
他会是另外一个埃及人家里的奴隶。
He can only become.
那是最好的结果。
The best situation he could get is to become another slave in some other Egyptian's household.
所以弟兄姐妹，你现在有一些东西呢，神已经为你成就。
So, brothers and sisters, God has already accomplished something in you.
你祷告的一些事情，神还没有为你成就。
So the thing that you pray for, God haven't accomplished for you.
因为神知道，现在如果成就的话，你就是另外一个人家里的奴隶。
Because He knew exactly if He accomplished today, you will become someone else's slave.
他要让你做宰相。
He wants you to become the highest official.
那个时候是法老做梦的时候。
And the time will come when Pharaoh had a dream.
好，我们一起来祷告。
So let's pray.
哈利路亚，我们天上的父亲。
Hallelujah, our Father in heaven.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
主啊，你在以赛亚书讲说，从日出之地到日落之处，没有别的神。
So in the book of Isaiah, you proclaim that from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, there is no other God.
你用虎口量苍天，天平称大地。
So you measure the heaven and earth by your fingers.
大地和地上的人都像尘土一样。
So everything on the earth are just like dust.
连微尘都不及。
So even worthless than dust.
但是你在人里面拣选了我们。
However, you have chosen us in the spirit.
成为你的儿女。
So that we can become your children.
主啊，谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
主啊，你再次提升我们弟兄姐妹的信心。
Once again, help us to increase our faith.
让我们知道你是那位远远的超过一切执政的、掌权的、主治的、有能的。
So that we will know that you are far above all authority or power or the dominion and every title that can be given.
你看，今世的也超过了，来世的也超过了。
And also not in present times, but also in the times to come.
主啊，我们今天再次说，主啊，你把圣灵浇灌在我们的心里。
Once again, we say that give us your Holy Spirit.
哦，让我们的信心大大的增加。
So that our faith will go into a higher level.
在以后的日子里面，我们一起同行，不断来经历你。
So in the coming days, we will walk together and we will experience you all together.
让使徒保罗的经历成为我们的经历。
May the experience of Apostle Paul become our own experience.
让我们前辈的经历成为我们的经历。
May the forerunners' experience become our experiences.
让我们拥有和欣赏、听进去我们弟兄姐妹的经历和见证。
So let us embrace and respect and you know like receive our brothers and sisters' experiences.
主啊，我们创始成终的主，必要成就这样的事情。
So you are the beginner and finisher of our faith, and you will surely come to accomplish all this in us.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.